While traveling the streets of San Francisco covering the news, I unexpectedly found myself driving behind one of the oddest looking cars I'd ever seen. It's the size of a motorcycle, but rolls on four wheels and is encased in metal.
It's very fast and can lane split. It's narrower than a number of motorcycles.
The man behind the wheel of this dinky vehicle was Mark Geller. He's with Plug in America, a nonprofit group that focuses on getting more people to drive electric cars.
The car company is called Commuter Cars in Spokane, Washington, and they see it as a viable commuter car.
This was his first spin in the tango, and boy, was he having fun.
I get incredible amounts of looks, mostly people who really love it. It certainly makes kids chuckle, but people want to know if it's electric. I think what they really want is a car that can plug into the wall.
Time to get a peek inside.
Let's just open the door. It's a regular car inside.
Except it's much smaller, narrow, like the cockpit of an airplane.
It's got air conditioning, heating, you know, I think you can attach your iPod. It seats two, so they're tandem, which is why it's called the Tango.
And despite its cuddly appearance, Geller says this thing really cooks.
0 to 60 in under 4 seconds and a top speed of like 130 miles an hour.
He says they're new, off the assembly line, and expensive, with a price tag in the six-figure range. Much too pricey for regular car buyers, but a prelude of things to come.
Once you get enough of these things going, and you've got economies of scale, and you're producing gazillions of batteries and gazillions of motors, the price will drop tremendously.
Geller's joyride around San Francisco this week coincides with the Plug in America fundraiser being held at the Fogarty Winery in Woodside. There, the public will be introduced to all sorts of new and stylish electric cars. For details, head to our website, kcbs.com. On the streets of San Francisco, Mark Seelig, KCBS.